Evening. Good to see you this evening, and I trust you're glad you come, and I trust you come because you want to sing. We're going to sing about what our Lord has done for us, and we're going to maybe have a few more songs than we often do in a communion service, but let's just ask my people to stand at this time, and we'll sing the song of the month, okay? If you don't have it, let somebody know there's more back by the fence. We'll take this time right now to just mention what few announcements we do have coming up. The reminder that this evening is our communion service, and if you fail to pick up one of those cups on your way in, they're right out there in the entryway, and you need to slip out there perhaps during the song and pick yours up. We want to make sure everyone has one. But as far as this week, the reminder that Wednesday evening will be a regular midweek Bible study hour at 7 o'clock, and men of the board, we are planning our regular board meeting for the month of June after our Bible study time. And men, please give John any agenda items that you might have. Have I forgotten any announcements? Any announcements that I have forgotten? Okay, at this time, why don't we just bow our heads and ask the Lord to really bless, and we want to commit this service to Him, trusting that we can glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our loving Heavenly Father who made all this possible. Our Father, we do want to thank you for the chance to be here tonight. We thank you for the occasion that we are remembering this evening, and the instruction your Son gave to his followers that we were to do this in remembrance of him. I pray that your Holy Spirit would lead and guide. I pray that each and every song, each and every portion of Scripture would direct our hearts to the great sacrifice, the sacrifice of love, first of all, to you, Father, that you sent your only begotten Son down to this earth to be our Savior. And then the sacrifice of you, Lord Jesus, that you were willing to leave the Father and come knowing full well what you were going to have to endure to make our redemption possible. We thank you and we praise you, and we just want to commit this service to you in your name. Amen. At this time, I would invite you to take your songbooks to our first song that we want to look at, and it would be number 111. If you'd like to take your Bibles and follow along, I would like us to consider Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Once again, take your songbooks, and this time let's turn to number 212. That's one of those songs that kind of takes you through the life of our Lord from beginning to where he's at even at this moment. From his throne, he rules the world above. That last verse said. Take your Bibles once again if you'd like to follow along. And this time we're going to turn to Luke chapter 22. And I want us to read verses 14 through 23. Luke 22, 14 through 23. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take, eat, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will drink of the fruit of the I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. They began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Let's continue on with singing, this time number 286. Once again, I invite you to turn with me to, this time, the book of Romans. And in chapter 3, we want to notice verses 21 through 26. Romans 3, 21 through 26. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Before we move on, you put those two verses together, we notice that the righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. And then Paul said, for there is no difference because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all in the same boat. Judson was talking about that in the Sunday school lesson this morning. We all have the same problem when we're brought into this world, don't we? But isn't it wonderful that the plan of salvation is available to all who would believe? That's great, isn't it? Verse 24, all have sinned, or verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation or the satisfying payment through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. In our songbook, once again, let's notice number 365. At this time, I would invite you to take your cup. And those of you that are familiar, you know there's a little purplish clear plastic film on top. You got to separate that between the shiny aluminum looking stuff underneath. And at this time, we just sang, thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son. And at this time, I would like to have us remember what our Lord did for us as He gave His life. We read in Luke's Gospel the fact that that night the Lord took both the bread and the cup, and He broke the bread, and He taught them, He said, this is my body. Luke's words were given for you, and we want to do this in remembrance of Him. Unlike our normal procedure, I would invite you to set your cup down, and I would like us to turn to number 276, taking the cup once again. As we think about what we've just said, it said that He washed our sin white as snow. As we open up that lower portion, how was He able to wash the stain of our sin white as snow? It was through His own shed blood. And we do this in remembrance of Him. And thinking of that very truth, we turn to number 309. This time I would invite you to stand with me. Stand. We're going to do things a bit differently this evening. Let's thank the Lord for the time that we've had. And we will close with a closing song. And you can mark down June 13th. We got out of here less than an hour's time. How would that be? Heavenly Father, as we think of the words of the songs and the portions of Scripture that we have read, we have been reminded in various ways in many of the details many of the details of the things which took place. We thank you for the truth that we have seen. We thank you that you have recorded for us this indescribable gift. We thank you that we can remember what you, our loving Heavenly Father, and the Lord Jesus, your only begotten Son, did for us. And I pray, Father, that you would help us as we go from this place to remember the truths that we have seen, read about, heard, sung about. It was in our behalf. Dismiss us with your blessing on us. We thank you in our Savior's name as we close, even as the disciples did when they had sung a hymn. They went out. In your name we pray. Amen.